with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face! Ah!
The best ever.
You don't scare me! We're talking!
Five fans to another episode, number 33 of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, also co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific with my partner Renzo Novara. You can find us at the Boxeo Tijuana channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana, or on our webpage, Boxeo Tijuana. .com/TV. We also have a pretty big presence on Facebook, facebook.com/Boxeo Tijuana. But now we are talking here about In the Squared Circle, your 30 minute or less look at the boxing world. And unlike many of other podcasts and boxing shows on the net, we do not take any days off except the last week of the year. So here we are on Labor Day, giving you the next show, which is number 33. With that said, let's go to our news and notes section, what we like to call here Hooks and Jabs. Apparently, the proposed fight between WBA interim heavyweight champion Luis Ortiz and challenger Alexander Ustinov has fallen through once again. First, it was supposed to happen on the undercard of Alvarez versus Smith this September 17th at Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, Texas, when Ortiz's wish of a purse bid or of a purse did not get met after a purse bid was held by the WBA on August 15th, which Russian promoter World of Boxing won. Ortiz has failed to sign the contract in the allotted time. There was talk the fight was going to land on the undercard of Kovalev Ward in November. It is expected everything is going as planned for the October 29th date for the much anticipated rematch between heavyweight WBO champion, did I say that twice? WBO champion Tyson Fury and former champion Vladimir Klitschko in Manchester, England. Warren also announced Fury's cousin Huey Fury, ranked number 5 by the WBO, will take on Mexican ranked number 3 by the same organization, Andy Ruiz Jr., in a title eliminator. Bob Arum announced he has added 5-division world champion Nonito Donaire to the undercard of the WBO welterweight champion Jesse Vargas' defense against Manny Pacquiao on November 5th in Las Vegas. Donaire will face unbeaten Jesse Magdaleno. Arum has also requested a meeting with Showtime to discuss the possibility of the HBO competitor to distribute the Vargas versus Pacquiao pay-per-view. Arum has also said he will discuss perhaps bringing his other clients to the network, such as Vasyl Lomachenko and Timothy Bradley, stating HBO is running out of their budget before the end of the year. Steven Espinosa, head of Showtime Sports, said the network was perhaps going dark in October and November of this year as far as their boxing program, but Top Rank will look to change that. After laying low for the majority of the year, WBO and WBA flyweight champion Juan Francisco Gallito Estrada announced he will be back in the ring defending his titles in October. He has not fought since September of last year when he defeated former champion Hernan Tyson Marquez in 10 rounds. It was rumored he would face Román El Chocolatito González earlier this year in a much-anticipated rematch, but González asked for an exorbitant amount of money to get back in the ring with the Mexican. Japan's Kazuto Ioka is being mentioned as a possible opponent. According to Mexican promoter Sanfer, HBO might again be interested in a rematch between WBO Super Featherweight Champion Vasyl Lomachenko and Orlando Salido. They first met in 2014, where Salido, even though coming in overweight, defeated Lomachenko, giving the Ukrainian his first professional loss. Since then, HBO was all for the rematch until Salido hinted he would ask for $1 million for the fight. A fight between Salido and Takashi Miura was also discussed, but Sanford stated there are renewed talks with the biggest network in the sport. Salido is expecting a big purse for either Lomachenko or Miura if it's on HBO, after only receiving $50,000 and the Mexican TV rights for his Fight of the Year candidate against Francisco Vargas earlier this year. That is the news for this week. We got more coming up in September with a lot of more fights and boxing taking coming back to its regularly programming, taking a little bit of a hiatus here for the Olympics and the summer months. Hopefully we have a lot more going on until the end of the year. But with that said, let's go to the fight results. On Wednesday, August 31st, from Tokyo, Japan, the Panamanian Luis Concepcion ripped the WBA super flyweight title against former champion Kohei Kono with the unanimous decision. Scores there were 116-112 two times and 115-113. While in the semi-main event, defending WBA light flyweight champion Ryoichi Taguchi scored a unanimous decision and defended his title against fellow Japanese Ryo Miyazaki. Scores there were 119-109, 117-111, and 116-112. On Friday, September 2nd, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gave us Tijuana's own Antonio La Joya Gutierrez score unanimous decision over Jorge Melendez in a 10-rounder at middleweight, even though Gutierrez was dropped in the second round, cut in the 7th from a punch and 9th from the headbutt, while Melendez was also cut in the 10th. He still was able to apply pressure to Melendez and score the unanimous decision with the 97-92 two times and 96-93, while the hard-hitting Cristian El Chimpa Gonzalez, who fought his first 6 or 7 fights here in Tijuana, which I was able to attend, I didn't think much of him, but he's turning into something for Golden Boy there. He stopped Jonathan Corrales in the 2nd round of Schedule 8 at lightweight. On Saturday, September 3rd, from the Deportivo Morelos in the state of Mexico, Sanford Promotions on the Azteca channel presented Carlos Diaz, undefeated, score a unanimous decision over Venezuelan Samuel Gonzalez in a 10-rounder at lightweight. Scores there were 97-93 three times, while Gabriel Pina of Ensenada gave up the shocker against Miguel Barreterito Beltran Jr., coming from behind and scoring a unanimous decision in an 8-rounder at lightweight with scores of 77-76 twice and 77-75. And the same night, in the same state, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gave us undefeated Nacho Berriestein-trained Ray Vargas scoring a 5th-round TKO over Alexander Munoz in a 10-rounder at Super Bantamweight. The official time was 2:22. Nacho Berriestein feels that Ray Vargas is one of his best promising prospects to win a world title soon. From Manila, Philippines, Magjoe Arroyo lost his IBF super flyweight title via unanimous decision against local Jerwin Ancajas. Jerwin Ancajas had renowned, very well-known Sean Gibbons in his corner, so that should have said something. Scores there were 118-109, 117-110, and 115-112. Arroyo was down in the 8th round. From the Cowboy Dance Hall in San Antonio, Texas, Leja Bata Promotions and the PBC gave us on the NBC Sports Network Darwin Price scoring a 7th-round TKO over Javante Starks and an 8-rounder at super lightweight. The official time there was 1:52. While on Sunday, September 5th, from Japan, Naoya Inoue scored a 10th-round TKO over Pech Bangborn Kokietjim to defend his 115-pound WBO title in a 12-rounder. And now the monster, Naoya Inoue, wants to face Roman El Chocolatito Gonzalez at Super Flyweight if Gonzalez comes up victorious this weekend. With that said, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but let's go to the upcoming calendar for this upcoming weekend. From the downtown on Friday, September 9th, from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center in Las Vegas, Roy Jones Jr. Boxing gives us on CBS Sports Network undefeated San Diego fighter Emmanuel Robles facing Canadian Steve Claggett in the biggest fight of his career up to this point in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBA NABA 140-pound title. While in the semi-main event, the Rooster undefeated Nico Macias will face Rolando Garza, fellow undefeated, in an 8-rounder for the vacant WBC USMBC 154-pound title. On the same night, Friday, September 9th, from the Santander Arena in Reading, Pennsylvania, King's Promotion and the PBC on Spike TV gives us the rematch between Daniel Jacobs versus Sergio the Latin Snake Mora in a scheduled 12-rounder for the WBA 160-pound title. The winner here becomes a mandatory challenger for super champion WBA Gennady Golovkin, while Robert Easter Jr. will face Richard Comey in the 12-rounder for the vacant IBF lightweight title. This title was left vacant by Rances Bartholomew after he beat Mickey Bay some months ago. On Saturday, September 10th, from the O2 Arena in London, England, and broadcast live on HBO and then rebroadcast later on a tape delay, the aforementioned Gennady Triple G Golovkin will defend his IBF, WBC, and IBO middleweight title against Kell Brook, the current IBF welterweight champion. The WBA, who Gennady Golovkin is their super champion, did not sanction the fight as a title fight, so Gennady Golovkin will not be defending that title. Also on the same card, but not broadcast on HBO, like it is a tradition in England, they give pretty stacked cards. We have Lee Haskins facing Stuart Hall in a 12-rounder to defend his IBF super bantamweight title, while Colin Smith will face Norbert Namispati in a 12-rounder to defend his WBC silver super middleweight title. And IBF flyweight champion Filipino John Riel Casimero will face Charlie Edwards on that same card. On the same night, from the Forum Arena in Inglewood, California, K2 Promotions, also on HBO, gives us WBC super flyweight champion Carlos Cuadras defending his title against four divisional champion. Three divisional, 105, 108, 112, yes. Román El Chocolatito González in a scheduled 12-rounder. So that will be broadcast live as the main event on HBO. First time that this division has been on TV on HBO in a long, long time. So basically the main event will be Carlos Cuadras defending against Román El Chocolatito González. The semi-main event will be the rematch between Japan's Yoshihiro Kamegai against Jesus Soto Caraz. And before that, the replay of Gennady Golovkin against Kell Brook will be broadcast on HBO. So it's a triple header on HBO, with the first fight from the O2 Arena and the last two fights from the Forum in Inglewood, California. And lastly, from the Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino in Lemoore, California, Top Rank will give us on Unimas Andy Ruiz Jr. facing Franklin Lawrence in a 10-rounder. Ruiz Jr. will be defending his NABF heavyweight title with the win there. Then his next fight will be on October 29th against Huey Fury, like we mentioned in the Hooks and Jabs section of the show. Danny Valdivia will face Gilberto Pereira dos Santos in an 8-rounder for the NABF Junior super welterweight title, and Raimundo Beltran would face Thomas Mendez in a 10-rounder at lightweight. And that, my friends, is the end of the upcoming calendar, and that brings us to the end of another episode of In the Squared Circle number 33, where we give you all the latest news and notes, fight results, and upcoming calendar in the boxing world for the week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Before we go, let's give you the rundown of what you can find on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific, you get the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, taking all your calls and going over everything boxing every Tuesday. you have in the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of what is going on in the boxing world. Every Wednesday, we have our flagship show at 6 p.m. Pacific, Leave It in the Ring with David Duenas and Gabriel Montoya and myself every other week, and the opposite every other week of when I am on the Leave It in the Ring show. We have the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself. And obviously, we are waiting for the return of the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith, if it's ever going to return, and Around the Ring with David Duenas. So with that said, we thank you for listening to this, the 33rd episode of Leave It in the Squared Circle on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Until next week.